As you know, the Bryant Park Project, not just a radio show, or a website, or even a blog. With the BPP, sometimes it isn't even about Bryant Park. Web editor Laura Conaway is here to take us on a field trip. Hi, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
This cool thing happened to us yesterday. I think it was probably about 3 o'clock, and executive producer Sharon Hoffman sort of sidled up, and she said, "Hey, we just got our 800th follower on Twitter."
Wow. 800 people are following our little show?
Our little show.
That's exciting.
Twitter. Some people have thousands of people following them on Twitter, so we shouldn't toot our horns too much. But
I'm still excited about it.
I'm excited. I was excited, too. I think we're actually up to about 805 now, and they just sort of keep coming in. Twitter, of course, is a little service where you can follow other people, and you post updates 140 characters at a time. Sometimes they're your thoughts. Sometimes they're what you're doing. And you sign up to follow, and then you can be followed and so on. We use our Twitter account sometimes to break news. You guys have probably seen that happen.
Sure.
Even taking part in it. We cover election returns and we do big speeches. We meet listeners a lot through them. I recently met some listeners who use Twitter to do something I had not seen done before. They followed the Boston Red Sox.
Excellent.
Like an old school radio broadcast.
That's excellent.
140 characters at a time. I'm putting together a slideshow about it now. This guy, Jordan McKibble, who grew up in New Hampshire, which is Red Sox Nation territory, started an account called Red Sox Cast last year. You can get it at twitter.com/Red Sox Cast. And he says, you know, baseball and Twitter, it's kind of a perfect mix.
And you couldn't really do it for another sport, maybe like basketball or something like that, where it's time-based. But the thing about baseball, it's very, you know, this happens and this happens, and it's step-based, and there's a lot of time in the middle. And it's just kind of the perfect format for it. It's surprising. 140 characters is actually quite a lot for a baseball happening.
Well, it probably cuts down the hyperbole. It's very clear what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, so-and-so strikes out. He says that when he first started, he did try to tweet every pitch, every throw, every out.
Oh, that would make you a crazy person.
It would make him a crazy person. Also, you're talking about a commitment of 162 games at least. And if you're a Red Sox fan, you're certainly hoping that you're going to go all the way to the World Series. So that's really super long. He's helped out in this by some fans and some followers. One of them is this guy who comes on and wishes me good morning on Twitter all the time, Brian Person. He lives outside of Boston, and he says, really, that, you know, once the season starts, he just starts tweeting like crazy along with everybody else.
We kind of motivate each other in a way, too. You know, when you feel like, geez, if I'm not in there adding my comments, that I'm sort of, maybe I'm letting the group down, or there's sort of this kind of egg each other on.
So I'm going to put together a slideshow about these guys. I just think what they're doing is really cool. There is one other team I've seen doing it. It's the Detroit Tigers. If you're out there and you're a bunch of baseball fans and you're Twitter casting your baseball games, check in and let us know, because I'd really like to include it in the blog posting.
New media makes its mark once again. Laura Conaway edits our website and our blog. You can find it at npr.org/BPP or twitter.com/BPP. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you. Laura.